The Sfas Emes raises the following question. The Gemara and Rabbi Elezer de Mila, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Elezer, but we'll see the Yisodku will be true with Halacha, we paskin Mila's Docha Shabbos, but not Makshire Mila. Rabbi Elezer says even Makshire Mila, you could even carry the knife on Shabbos. So Tosus asked, according to Rabbi Elezer, why does Rabbi Elezer say to bring the knife? That's it. It's a deraisa to carry a knife in Rishus HaRabbim on Shabbos. Why don't you carry the tinok, carry the child, and the child is only an iser derabbanan, a rabbinical prohibition. Chai no se es atzmo. Of course, that's a separate question. That another place, some rishonim say even Tosis that a child, a baby, is nachai no se es atzmo. So one could give a teretz. Perhaps that's tinok ben yomo. Maybe a ben yomo is a deraisa, but maybe 8 days later. Whatever the answer is, that's what Tosis assumes. So why violate an issa deraisa when you could violate an issa derabbanan? The Tosis answer is, you're right. If we could have avoided the deraisa, we would have. But we're going to do the deraisa anyway, because after the mila, the child is all wrapped up, kafav, and therefore it would be an issa deraisa to bring back. So we're not gaining anything. So we might as well just carry the knife. Because my stomach's probably quicker as well, but we're not gaining anything. All right, but what do we see? That according to Tosus, that you don't have to wait. If you're going to violate an issa deraisa anyway, when something's mutter, there's no need to wait an hour. There's no difference. One could argue, well, why not violate, carry the child, and you're going to do the carrying 2 hours later. The Tosa says, we're not worried about it, since you're going to do it anyway. Perhaps he's wording that it's hutra and it doesn't make a difference. But nevertheless, that's what Tosa says. So the question is, Sfas Emes, yes, I don't get it. So if that's the case, What about according to Tosfos? So let's say you could give a scenario where the mother comes to the baby, or there's another nursing woman there. Let's say a scenario where you don't have to violate an issa deraisa at all. So then, according to Tosfos in the first teretz, it would imply that better to carry the tinok. It's only because it's going to be an issa deraisa anyway. So if that's true, the Sfas Emes asks, so why don't we just wait to do the bris right before Shkia? So if you wait before Shkia, so the time you take the baby home, will be Shabbos will be over. So if you avoid Chilul Shabbos at all, so wouldn't that be better to do the bris right before Shkia and then not have to violate the Deraisa? Apparently, the Sfas Emes says no. We see that's not even an assumption. It's a given that you do the mitzvah. Even Tosis agrees that time makes a difference, as we'll see. Perhaps he wouldn't say to violate an issa deraisa over 5-10 minutes. But he agrees that in order to push the bris off until nighttime, see, some people, going to this Tosis, and try to some want to push the bris off to later because of Barov Hadras Melech. According to this, you could even violate an issa deraisa to have a mila bizmana, and this is the right, you wouldn't have to if you pushed it off. So that's the Sfas Emes. Of course, it's not even entertaining, according to Elezer, but according to us as well, that you wouldn't make the bris later to avoid. That's not even discussed, according to Tosfos. And the Chasam Sofer has the similar shaila. We know mila and priya adocha Shabbos. That's the mitzvah mila. What about mitzitza? That's only for health purposes. So therefore, you violate a malacha deraisa with mitzitza. So how are we allowed to do it? The answer is it's pikuach nefesh. Of course, that's a separate shayla bizman hazeh, that we don't necessarily need mitzitza for the health purposes. So how are we allowed to do it on Shabbos? We'll put that question aside for the moment. But so the Chasam Sofer asked, why don't we go ahead and do the Mila on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you should do the Mila and Priya right before Shkia. And then the time we do the Mitzitza, Shabbos is over, so you don't have to violate Issa Daraisa. Why don't we do that? So we see from Tosis' second answer, L'mahiris HaMitzvah, we even, you carry the sakin, better to violate an Issa Daraisa versus Issa Drabbanan, and not to push off the Mila even a couple of minutes. Because we see it from Rabbi Elezer that if carrying a knife in Rishus HaRabim is a Daraisa, carrying it in a Carmelis is only Drabbanan, and it's going to take a little longer in the Carmelis, 5 minutes more, you still go ahead and do the Malacha Daraisa. So we see that the Chasam Sofer says we're not worried about violating an Issa Daraisa to do the Mitzvah Mila on time. So going to the first Teretz Tosi, he's not willing to go that far. This to violate an Issa Daraisa so you could do the Mila 5 minutes later or 10 minutes later. But even he agrees, all agree it seems from the Chasam Sofer and the Sfas Emes, to push off a bris from the mornings, Riza Magdimin, until right before Shkia, that all, everyone assumes, both opinions in the Tosis assume, that one should not push off the bris because according to Tosis second shah, it's a fundamental difference. We see Riza Magdimin LeMitzvahs, according to Tosis, isn't just a din in reason, it's a din in the Guf HaMitzvah, and that's a tremendous yesod we see from Tosis. Number one yesod we see is you don't have to wait. If you have to violate an Issa Daraisa for Mila, and you could do it in a way where you're going to have to violate the Daraisa an hour later, it doesn't make a difference. It's kind of like Kutra. You do it the way you would do it during the week, even though it's not even a Sakana yet, but it's part of the Mitzvah of Mila. And according to the second answer of Tosis, the Big Chiddush is that to violate, you could even, the importance of doing a Mila specifically, and maybe other mitzvahs, but certainly Mila Maharis a mitzvah, we take it so far, to violate an Issa Daraisa, just to do the mitzvah quicker, and we see the Chasam Sofer, but we even do, not even according to Rebbe Lezer, the fact that we don't hold off and do the mitzitza after Shabbos, we show, we agree with the Yisod of Tosfos that better to do a mitzvah bizmano, or I should say more bizmano, bizrizrus, and even violate a deraisa, which you're mutter, because it's bikuach nefesh, and to wait to after Shkia to do it.